Welcome back to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick, and Frederick is off this week. He is in Chicago for his other actual business. So, let's get into the news. Today is July 21st, 2023, at the time of recording this, and we have to tell you about some sad news. He lived a long life. Tony Bennett dies at the age of 96, which is pretty old. But he lived a long, long life. He had tons of hits. He had songs with Lady Gaga. There's a great interview on YouTube. If you type in Pierce Morgan, type in Gene Simmons with Pierce Morgan. There's a new one that just came out. It's a full-on interview. And Pierce Morgan talks to Gene Simmons. He talks about his life. He talks about Kiss. I didn't know that Gene Simmons dated Cher and Diana Ross. Then he goes into a Playboy Mansion party and finds this, I guess, Playboy bunny or whatever, and later on finds out that it's Diana Ross, her sister-in-law. Very weird. Yeah, this episode is probably going to be short and sweet. And yeah, Tony Bennett lived a long life. I know I already mentioned about Tony Bennett, but I want to mention him again. He had so many songs. Let's name you a couple of songs by Tony Bennett. I don't know how I jumped back to Tony Bennett from Gene Simmons, but we're going to talk more about Tony Bennett for a little bit. He did covers of Where the Way You Look Tonight. You might originally known it as Frank Sinatra, but it was originally done by Fred Astaire in the movie Swing Time from 1936. That is 1936. The film was Swing Times. There was a song that came out called Mind Your Business with Britney Spears and Will.i.am. It's a newer song that came out, but it's not really newer. It's just released newer. It was when they did Scream and Shout. So go and check that out. All that lovely stuff. Really wish I had a co-host right now. But I don't mind just talking to the people. Now I want to play you a couple clips from different interviews that I have enjoyed. So I'm going to turn you on to a couple of them. So, what I'm going to play you now is Ringo Starr at his birthday party he had a couple weeks ago. And they talk about the new Beatles song that is coming out, about how they used AI and how they all put it together and everything else. So, here, take a listen.
It's very moving, actually. It is John on the record. I know there was some hassle that it wasn't John. It's absolutely John as he was. And me as I was, and now how I am now. it moves me because, you know, I miss those two. But Paul and I are great friends, so life goes on. We worked on it when we did the Free as a Bird sessions. You know, we did two of them, and then we got to the third one, and we sort of let it go. And, the one that Jeff Lynne was producing. And I don't know, Paul must have had a slow day, and he says, you know that track we did, do you want to work on that? I said, sure. So he sent me the files, I drummed on it, and I sang on it, and I sent it back, and Giles puts it together, and then Giles actually flew back to LA with Paul, who put the strings on, and, I can only tell you, it's a beautiful track, and it is moving because the four of us are there and they won't be ever again.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to that for when it decides to ever come out. Check out all the different types of music. Check out Kiss. Check out stuff like that. The stuff I've been listening to this week is Beatles, Beach Boys, a lot of very funny that I can't play on here, very funny AI cover songs of like Kanye West singing songs, different songs, the Beach Boys. There's tons of funny AI songs out there, but it's like, it's almost scary that AI is taking over, but it's here now. We can't do anything about it. It's here to stay, it looks like. But I just don't want to see like a Beatles AI band on stage making new songs. That's what I don't want to see. But if we could do like a hologram of John and George on stage with Paul and Ringo, I would go and definitely see that. That would be kind of cool, like a hologram version of them all on stage together, but Paul alive and Ringo alive, and a hologram of John and George on stage. That would be kind of cool. I know this is a shorter podcast as usual, but my name is Nick, and this has been the Music Podcast. Good night. Good day, wherever you are in the world, we are out. And don't forget to listen to the Beatles, play the Beatles, play whatever you want. And don't forget, I give you about 6 minutes or 30 minutes an episode about history, about some bands, some news, but go and check them out on your own time, yourself. I only give you guys short things. Good night, good day, wherever the world, we are out.